Thanks so much for calling Max's office. Who's this?
Yes, is this the book publishing company?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Penguin Book Writers. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in seeking help writing the book.
Sure thing. May I please have your name to address you properly?
Okay, my name is Bill. And can you give me some idea as to what services you provide?
Absolutely, Bill. My name is Max Wilson. I'm a publishing and writing consultant at Penguin Book Writers. We are a full-service publishing house, so from writing, editing, proofreading, marketing, layout, formatting. The idea, the creative element of creating and publishing a book, as well as actually all the technical parts of it, we cover everything when it comes to it. And we're services for hire companies, so yeah, you can pretty much expect from design, ideation, book cover to outline and internal ideation of the book. You are 360 full service okay. House when it comes to publishing.
And okay, I'm just a regular guy, just writing my first book. And I just need a little bit of.
That's how we all start.
I've written some pages.
What's the book about?
It's really about my history.
It's your history. Would you mind telling me briefly what that is? Like, is it a self-help book or like
just how I grew up, you know, the things I experienced growing up, this sort of thing, just a little bit of history about me and my family.
So do you want help with
how
writing
I grew
or
up.
Publishing?
Writing and
right.
publishing, both, really.
But do you have anything
and maybe
so
a ghostwriter? Yes, I do. And I've written a couple pages, maybe, and I said a couple pages, maybe more than that, but I've written some, and I just need help now. Maybe a ghostwriter to assist
Perfect.
Me at this point.
Perfect, Bill. We initially started off as a ghostwriting company, so that's our strong suit.
Okay.
Are you
located? No, I haven't. I haven't been on your website.
No, I'm saying, are you on our website? Where did you get our contact from?
I just Google it.
Yeah, we're usually ranked number one on Google.
Okay.
You were saying something?
I'm thinking now, what basically, for a guy like me writing the first book, I don't know what I'm really doing. I need total assistance. You know, just get the whole process going. I've written some, but I just think I need to maybe speak with someone now and get some ideas to what I should do now, and maybe
Perfect.
Even help with writing.
Absolutely, I know living your own life and writing it down are two completely separate things. When you're actually writing a book, you really need to ensure that you're not only writing the most, you know, cheerful parts of life, fruitful parts of people. Parts of your life that has the story to tell to your audience, be it you have, you know, gone through dark times or good times, maybe an achievement, maybe a failure, whatever it may be, you need to ensure that the message gets across to the audience in a way that they do not lose interest, but at the same time, the essence of your life, you know, stays in the story. So definitely there are professionals who have been doing this, and even Shakespeare had editors, so definitely it's not an individual effort. All the books and the content that you see out there are, you know, they're a team effort at the end of the day. Now, the way we work over here, Bill, is that we conduct telephonic interviews and we do Zoom calls, maybe a lot of them, and then we record all of that stuff, and then, you know, we first create the outline of the book. Outline would tell us, let's say, if there are 12 chapters of your life, we will name each one of them, and we'll write each paragraph under each chapter so that we know when we're writing this chapter, this is a domain that we want to stay at, and we don't want to go outside. So if we're taking interviews, if we're taking calls, if we're conducting, you know, interviews again, they will remain within the same domain. So we'll first have general interviews in the beginning that would cover your entire life so we can get to know you, we can understand your voice, we can understand the kind of words that you use, you know, so that even when it's ghostwritten, it looks like it's your book. You've written it because we don't want it to be somebody else's work. Okay. So far, so good, Bill?
What about copyright? Copyright.
Oh, we're services for hire company. So by default, anything that we do is your intellectual property. This is going to be written in the contract in black and white. We're a full-service publishing house, so we're a services providing company. So copyright is not an issue. You have your copyrights in state one.
Okay.
And we don't even take part in any royalties or any creative rights or any even a thousand other things that you have no idea about probably in the future. You'll see that our contract is black and white. It says that anything that we do is your intellectual property. You're paying us a certain set fee for a certain set service, which will not end until the task is not fulfilled. So it's not like we're charging you for 6 months and we're going to charge you again in 6 months. We're charging you one time, a single fee, and that until the job is not done, because see, this is a creative process, Bill. You know, it might take 3 months, it might take six, it might take a year. You know, we have a track record of completing ghostwriting in less than 6 months, like in 5 to 6 months. But at the end of the day, it's a creative process, and life happens. You know, maybe our ghostwriter gets sick, maybe you have a meeting, or you're flying somewhere and you can't, you know, talk to us for a week. Will take us.
So what about copies? Are you providing hard or soft copies?
Oh, that's a publishing question, not a writing question. But to answer that, we publish in all kinds of books: so ebook, paperback, hardcover, softcover, paper, you know, velvet, you know, wrapped sheets, any kind of printing format that you can think of, we do it. Most common are ebook, paperback, and you know, hardcover. In hardcover, sometimes some people want linen wrapped books, and we have that option too.
Okay. And again, now let's talk price. What are we talking in terms of price?
Now, can you tell me approximately how many pages would you think this book would be? 250 or less, or 250 or more? Like less?
250 and less.
Yeah, right? So, you can go. Give me just 1 second. I'm pulling up. So we have pricing tiers. Give me 1 sec. Yep, here it is. So let me Clark. Give me 1 sec. I just yep. Here it is.
I thought I called one number. I thought I called a number that the number I call is not the number it's showing up.
Can you please repeat that?
I'm sorry.
Could you please repeat what you just said?
Yes, I thought I called 800-888-970-0577.
577, yes. That's the number you called. 1-888-970-577.
Yes, and I got the number I'm showing up on my phone is not that number. I was wondering, is there something different there?
Sometimes it redirects, but in time, in my, maybe a line was busy, probably they shifted it to a different line because, you know, maybe a line was busy, but the number that's showing up on my end is the same one that you just told me, 1-888-970-577. Perfect. So we have three pricing. Those pricings are usually in terms of, because it's not an individual project. It's not like one ghostwriter. There's usually a team of ghostwriters, you know, 3 to 5 people in a single team. So we usually have like three tiers. The basic one is usually between like $3,000 or less, but it's usually for academic projects or, you know, for poetry books or children books. You know, it's not usually your cup of tea. Then we have like two. We have a platinum tier and a gold tier. The platinum tier starts at $9,000 and the gold tier starts at $6,250.
Oh, no, that's way more than what I was thinking. I'm just not in that category at all.
Tell me what kind of
I was thinking basic. I was thinking basically something very basic, not a platinum or gold or anything like that. So I was thinking something in the area of I was thinking of something in the area of $5,000 to $1,000 category.
$5,000 to $10,000 category?
No. $500 to $1,000 category.
$1,000.
I'm just getting started. I don't have
250 pages.
Yes,
$1,000 will make economical sense to anyone. But let me just check in with my manager. I don't think it's possible. Give me 1 sec.
I said 200 or less. 200, not maybe not even that many, but you know, you gave me that number, so I'm not
can
thinking.
Can you do 1250?
200. 1250.
Yeah, but we are on 200 pages. Can you work with that?
Okay. That sounds a little more reasonable, but you have been thinking maybe 1,000 or even less?
Give me one sec. But if we say 1,000, would you be able to sign up today?
No, first I would like to send me an email as to what we've just talked about.
I'm not talking about it. We will send you an email. We'll send you paperwork. We'll send you our 3-page contract. And only then we'll ask you for money. We wouldn't ask you for car details immediately. I'm just asking you because when sometimes these approvals are made, then they're like, there and then, or it's like it doesn't really happen. So sometimes people take quote and go away and come back after a year and they aren't the price match. So that's why I'm just asking.
I'm aware of that. But no, I would like to maybe get a idea as to
if you're talking about an idea, then the final thing, you know, is what I told you. We might be able to do $12.50 for, a 200-page book, but that would be like a really one-time thing, and I can, send it to you or writing an email. That's not going to be a problem, but, that's just to give you an idea. But
$12.50, is that your best offer for someone that's beginning with maybe not even 200 pages, I think you said.
If you look at it, it takes time to somebody write the book. How much money do you make per hour? Let's talk about that. Even if you make like $10 per hour, $7 per hour, you do the math. How many hours do you think it will take somebody to write 250 pages? Yeah. It's not just about writing. They have to listen to you, then interpret it, write it, edit it, proofread it. If you do, it's like we're not even charging you one-tenth of the cost. Writing projects are usually $125,000 for 300 pages. But this is like just us because we believe in a lot of people and we bring on board new authors all the time because sometimes something can click and we can always benefit it. So we usually give such pricing. But if you actually want to start, we might be able to do better, but that's just for someone that just is in contract when negotiating. It's like right before the payment, when I can go and make a puppy face in front of a manager, he might approve. But that's like then and there. That usually doesn't happen before that.
Okay. Do me a favor. Could you put together a package for me just to read and look over and email it to me?
Yeah, sure.
A beginner's package.
Sure. Tell me.
Okay. A beginner's package. The WBAZE25599@AOL.com.
WBAZE25599@AOL.com.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and send you the process of writing and the pricing code that we have given you. I'll also put in the actual pricing that we have so you see how much of a difference that we are getting it. I'll send you actual process and pricing, and then I'll send you the one that we're sending you. It's going to be only valid for probably this week and, probably not for long, probably next week. Because sometimes we can't really hold these things for long because sometimes then, we are held accountable against it. We did it a few times and some bad experiences happened, so we keep it really short-lived now. Review it and you will see. And then hit me up when you need us. Okay, my contact number and email will be right there.
Okay. If you could send me that, I would appreciate it. Again, this is your basic price, your basic package. With the things that I need to include it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea when you plan to move ahead with this?
Well, it depends on if we can work out the right price and everything. Yes,
what's
we
the
might
right
be
price?
Able to move on.
If everything comes down to that, what's the right price?
Somewhere in the area of $1,000.
Is like 999 the figure that you'd be able to pay? 999?
Okay.
Is that a number that you can pay?
That might be something that I can work with.
Man, Bill. See, I really want to work with you. Considering that our smallest package is like $3,500, and I'm thinking, even widely thinking of starting at 1,000, I want you to be honest with me, man. We're playing from one team here. Either there are not a lot of things that can happen. Either we work together or we're not. Either way, it's more than that. So just tell me what we can actually work with. So if I'm doing something, I'm talking to my manager or something, I'm actually making out a deal that works for both of us. So tell me a figure. I'm being honest with you. I'll send you everything. I'm not asking you for a credit card deal. I'm asking you to sign up right now. I'm just asking you, tell me a figure which you're comfortable paying that if I get the final approval. See, it doesn't really matter. Let's say if the final figure is $12.50 and I'm working 3 hours, you get an approval made. I wasted 3 hours of my life for nothing if you can't do $12.50, right, Bill? So that's why I'm asking you to give me a figure, because at the end of the day, I'm not on a commissions basis or something. I do get a bonus, but that's on the number of people that I work with.
$1,000.
I'll send you
$1,000
details. I'll send you all the details that I have. I'm not promising you $1,000 right now, but I'll do everything in my power to come close to that figure. And I'm sending you an email.
Okay.
But it will be valid hardly for this week if we can move ahead. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem, man. Got it. Bye.